State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana.
Including Delphi, Hillisburg, and Clark's Hill. Today, showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82, partly cloudy overnight. Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and a high of 86. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Hutton, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Tony Theofanis and Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're in the middle of talking about a lot of girls' high school volleyball. We just had Clinton Prairie on. Now we're going to have Clinton Central. We have head coach Haley McCoy with us. Haley, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Introduce us to your other two that you brought with you this morning.
Today, I brought two seniors with me. I brought Katie McQuinn, who's an outside hitter, and I brought Jesse Akard, who is also an outside hitter.
Ladies, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
So, have you guys had a scrimmage yet to kind of get an idea of where you guys might be at?
We have not had a scrimmage with another opponent. We've only scrimmaged our JV so far, but it looks pretty good.
So, any reason why you haven't? Did you decided not to schedule a scrimmage, or just the scrimmage against yourselves?
I had one scheduled, and it fell through with another school at the last minute, and I was hired on too late, and I didn't get an opportunity to get another team aligned.
I understand that. And sometimes, you know, those things happen, and you just kind of go ahead and go accordingly. What did you, when you scrimmaged each other, what did you see that you liked?
I really like the motivation that my seniors give the rest of the team, and I like the fact that they are a family. They come in together, they cheer each other on, they're super supportive, and they're not afraid to correct each other when they see a fault.
Okay. Girls, how about you? What are you looking at this year's group?
I like that we work really well as a team, and we all have our own roles as a player, and we all really work well.
I think that we all just can help each other through anything that we face, and we take it all as a team. We don't try to tear each other apart. We always build each other up.
When you say your own rules, that's the first time I've actually heard a player say, we have our own rules. Hopefully that differs from what you got them.
No, they set their own expectations for each other. Mm-hmm. So our outsides set the expectation for our middles that they're going to get that block. So they don't need to be right there every single time because the middle's going to get that block. And the outsides have the expectation on them that they're going to be talking to the setter. So the setter knows exactly where she needs to go and exactly what play she needs to run.
Now, do you guys have a lot of people back from last year? Or are you kind of young again, or where are you at?
We have quite a few. Our varsity is mainly returning players. Our JV is a lot of freshmen. We have a lot of freshmen, and they are very talented.
That's got to make you feel good because it makes you say, gee, if something happens, unfortunately, if you have injuries or whatever, we know we got some people down lower that we can bring in if we have to. So.
Yes.
How would you two characterize what type of season you think, what is going to be a good year for you guys? I'm sure you want more than just a conference championship. I'm sure you want to see something like some sectional, maybe some regional.
Oh, yeah, we would love to see it. Sectional championship, especially conference, I think that's a big goal, working up to sectionals. And then as we get to sectionals, I think that's an even bigger goal.
Katie, how about you?
Conference has always been one of our huge goals ever since I've been playing at Central. Like, we've always strived to win conference. And, I mean, a sectional would be great, honestly. Mm-hmm. I love that we get to play that last game, and I feel like it's the most heated game at the end of the season.
Now, the conference really does prepare you guys pretty well, though, for postseason, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it is a very good volleyball league, one of the better ones around that I know of. So.
Yes.
So who are you going to, you guys in the past, and correct me if I'm wrong, have been going to a different different sectional than what most of the teams in this area do. So are you going to see, who are you going to see, it's going to be a little different outside of the conference that you normally would see during the year?
I'm not 100% sure on what our conference is going to look like this year. We haven't even discussed the draw yet. At least the athletic department hasn't discussed that with me yet. I'm very excited to see the draw, and I'm hoping we're going to be prepared for whatever we have.
How would you view a good year for you guys?
A good year for me?
Good compared to great, maybe.
Okay. as much as I'd love to win, I think I want to see the girls enjoy the sport a lot because I know that I have seen a lot of teams where the girls don't enjoy it. They're not having fun on the court, and that just makes for a really long season. So I'm looking forward for the girls to enjoy the sport a lot more, be excited to be on the court, come to practice, excited to learn, to win, and hopefully that leads us to conference.
Now, is this your first year?
This is my first year as a high school coach.
Have you been a high school coach somewhere before?
No, I have not been a high school coach before. I have coached during club seasons, and I've been a special instructor for a long time.
So, and you don't teach at the high school?
I do not teach. I am not a teacher.
Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing in your mind, the fact that you're not around the girls during the day, or is that a good thing in your mind?
Well, I think it's a good thing because hopefully they don't get too tired of me because they don't see me all day long. and I think that it gives me an opportunity to know them outside of the school, the four walls of the school.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're different when they're in classes and they act differently, and I want them to come to practice and be who they are.
Girls, you feel the same way about that?
Yeah,
I would say so.
So, but you know, here again, I take it to you just want to improve and get better, and you know, hopefully everything goes the way you want it to go this year.
Mm-hmm. Really, we're working on improving.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like you have the depth? I take it from what you were saying earlier. I take it you do, but do you think you have enough depth in case somebody does go down or gets hurt to keep things going for what you for what you really want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I know this year we definitely do with a lot of the freshmen, and then next year we might have enough for a freshman team. We've got a lot of talented girls coming up from the eighth grade.
So, how has the game changed over the years since you've been coaching, and from Jessica and Katie's standpoint, how has the game changed over the last couple of years due to rule changes and those kind of things? Has the game changed a lot or not?
Not for me, not really. I think the bigger rule changes happened when I was a senior in high school with the libero and things that happened on the court. Other than that, it's mostly jerseys and, you know, don't touch the net, don't cross the line, which are the same thing that you want them to do anyways. So,
For those who don't know exactly what the libero is, and when I was covering volleyball, the libero was not in yet.
Okay.
So, exactly what is a libero, and how does that change things for you guys?
A libero is a defensive specialist, so I can put her in the back row wherever I need her. Typically, they go in for someone that doesn't pass as well, or they can go in wherever I need them to go. But in my situation, I like them to be my backup. So if my setter goes down, her passing is perfect, so she can get to that second ball and she can set up the hitters with her pass.
Now, how do you ladies feel about that? Do you feel like, is that a good thing for you guys to have a specialized player for defense, or would you guys rather be doing it yourselves?
Oh, having a libero is really good because they get a lot of the defensive balls and they're able to get it up good enough so we can get a good set and a good hit. So without them, it'd be a little difficult.
I think the libero comes in handy when we're out of system. When our setter's not getting a good pass, the libero can set up either Jesse or myself, and we can get a good swing off of it.
So you guys, you know, and having the scrimmage with each other, so now you start off in conference play right off the top. You get Sheridan right off the top. So, you know, do you know anything about Sheridan as of yet or not?
I went to school at Sheridan. I played.
Oh, okay.
Sheridan.
All right. So then you're usually aware of what's going on.
I'm really not. I don't know who the coach is this year. I've been out of school for a while now, so I'm not sure of who is playing this year, but I'm excited to see where that program is, and hopefully we win that game. I'm excited to win that game.
You know what's interesting, though? I'm looking at your schedule, and you guys start at home with Sheridan, then you go to Faith, and you got the Elmwood tournament, and then you go to Carroll before you come back home again. So what are you looking for in those first few games? Anything specifically to see where you're at, or, you know, how you do on the road as compared to being at home, or...
We've really been working in practice on being in your zone, being in your position, being in the correct coverage, and I'm really hoping that they implement that in the game. I'm really looking to see if they're paying attention in practice, so that because if they're in their spots and they're playing how they've been taught and how we've been working, then it should be almost effortless.
Jessica and Katie, how do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like, you know, you start at home and you got a bunch of matches on the road before you come back home again. So is that a good way for you guys to work together away from home and get maybe a little bit more team chemistry together?
Yeah, I think it's good to start away rather than start at home, because if you start at home, you're used to playing at home, and then you have to get used to playing away. So starting away, I mean, you get used to playing together, and then you get home, and then you're ready to play.
I would say that it gives us a lot of time for team bonding, especially, and we have so many girls. So, honestly, I'd rather play away than at home sometimes, just because the thrill of going to somebody's gym and then beating them out of the water at their own gym is it's a great feeling.
What's going to be the biggest key to you guys being successful this year?
Talking. A lot of the girls don't talk when they're on the court. Instead, they just yell, and it's gibberish instead of English. And so I look forward to them talking and really communicating. That's the biggest issue.
Do you guys feel the same way about that?
Yeah. I would also say working together, which we do work together really well. Mm-hmm. But the talking is a big part.
For people who maybe don't understand, how big is the talking part, especially in volleyball? Probably more so than any other sports might think of, because you're kind of on your own there a little bit.
If no one talks, then you don't get the ball.
Yeah. You'll accomplish that.
And if you don't talk, you're going to run into someone, and it just messes up the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Guys, any of you want to add anything else before I let you go?
I'm just really excited for the season. I'm excited for my first season out of the gate.
Yep. Of course, it'd be nice if you could celebrate that with a big W.
That would be great.
Especially against your old high school. That'd be better. So,
yes.
Okay. Katie McQuinn, Jessica Akard, and head coach Haley McCoy. Guys, thanks much. Best of luck to you guys this season, and we'll see you further down the road, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Tony Theofanis and Susan Casper.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue. And just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community. And that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more of it improved buildings, make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana.
Including Delphi, Hillisburg, and Clark's Hill. Today, showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82, partly cloudy overnight. Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and a high of 86. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Tony Theofanis and Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We have our third volleyball segment of the morning coming up. We have Rossville High School volleyballs. We're going to talk to her now. And we will be joined by Kathy Bartlett, head coach. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, this is like living. I always see it for healthy communities. We're talking to talk volleyball. That's something we don't ordinarily talk about.
I know. We just wanted to switch it up today.
Okay. Introduce us to who you brought with you.
I brought our two captains, Taryn Wainscott, she is a junior, and Dawson Freeman, she is a senior.
So, guys, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So, Kathy, from your perspective, what kind of a year are you expecting?
We expect to have a pretty good year. We're young this year. I mean, we're starting two freshmen out on our varsity squad, so there's always a good upside to that long term, but at the beginning that can sometimes be a little bit rough, but we're going to be pretty athletic. We'll be a pretty scrappy athletic team.
How different does that make you coach as, you know, having a younger team compared to a veteran team?
Well, there are some pros and cons to that. The pro is that I can implement anything that I want because they're so young, they don't know any different. But that's good. We're working on changing the culture over at Rossville. This needs to be a winning culture, a successful culture, something that you come in and expect to do these things. And so that's good. These new kids coming in, and now especially our juniors and seniors, they're all buying into that. That's something that we're working on and working towards.
Taryn and Dawson, how is that? Have you enjoyed that new philosophy that you expect to be good now as compared to basically, okay, we'll just be here and just go through the motions basically?
Yeah, I think that it's helped us to have more of a successful goal versus we've had in the past kind of a goal that's like, right, you know, it's very standard and we want to now achieve more than that. And so I think that that's helping with that.
And I think that we all have the same goal in mind, where last year it might have been a few different goals, but we all have the same goal now.
What are those goals for you guys?
We want to win the sectional, and then from there we want to win the regional, and we want to go as far as we can go in the state tournament, and we don't want to stop at the sectional.
I don't blame you. That's something I like. I like those kind of goals. That's my type of person. So, yeah, I like,
absolutely. Well, especially if the goals in the past has been to win a sectional round, not just win the sectional. So that's an improvement overall in our culture and our team.
Now, have you guys had a scrimmage yet?
We do not have a scrimmage. So we take off running here on Monday with our first game.
And that's West Lafayette?
It is.
On the road?
Yep, on the road, West Lafayette. So we'll get beat up a little bit, I think, in the first game. That's okay. That's what it's there for. So.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the first week of scheduling, because you got West Lafayette you start with on Monday, then Tuesday you've got Frankfort, and then what'd you say the last one was?
Yeah, on Thursday then we play Carroll. So we start off with a 3A school, and then we hit a county school rival, and then we hit a conference rival. So that's pretty major starting off in the first week. So that's, again, there's some pros and cons to that. Definitely we don't have much experience going in to start off that week, but sometimes that's a good thing because some of the players are, they just don't know any better, so they're going to go out and give it their all the time, and that's what we want to see.
Given that you've got three tough games off the top and the fact that you're young, what are you looking for? What is going to be one or two things that you're going to be expecting and looking for to improve game by game?
We're expecting to see some errors. That's okay. We expect to see some things during these games that we haven't seen yet in practice because we haven't had a game yet. And we've talked with our younger kids especially that that's okay. We're going to work through this, and we'll work through this as a team because it doesn't matter what we do in August. It matters what we do in October. And so keep on that train. We'll keep moving. We'll keep working together as a team.
Girls, you feel the same way about that? Is that, you know, is there any particular thing you guys want to see happen during this first week more so than any other time of the year?
I think that personally as a senior, we've never won against Carroll. And so that's like a team that I've got on my bucket list of people that I'd like to check off. So I think just being competitive throughout the week and being competitive throughout the season is a pretty big goal of ours.
And then just staying positive the whole week, as it's going to be a long week. Mm-hmm. Just keep pushing through.
Kathy, and this goes for you guys as well, what would you view a successful year for you guys? I know everybody says you want to keep getting better and you kind of want to peak at the end of the year. I understand that. But, you know, week to week, game to game, what do you expect? What do you want to see out of your girls?
Well, we actually do questions throughout the year with the team. And so there are 10 girls on varsity, and their question this past week is, what does it feel like to have a teammate like me, and how do I define success? We had 10 out of 10 girls come back to us and say, we define success as giving it our all the time, and leaving everything out on the floor. That's absolutely what we want. That's going to be a successful team, that even if we lose at the end of the day, we've given it our all. We have given everything and left it all out on the floor. Now, obviously, we'd love to win sectional at the end of the year, and that's going to be a huge success for us. But if we can leave everything out on that floor, no matter what happens at the scoreboard, that's what we want to see.
And obviously, when you can look at yourself in the mirrors and say, hey, I gave it my all, we did our best, you can live with that even though you may not like the result. Mm-hmm. So how would you guys define success this year for you guys?
I mean, pretty much the same way that Kathy said, you know, it's our goal, like we said, to, you know, play hard, you know, play scrappy, always be positive, always working hard, you know. So if we can do that, then, yeah, sectional would be nice. But if we can just be a team and be there for each other, that's a pretty big one, too.
And just going after every ball and then letting the last ball go away and just moving on to the next ball every single time.
Kathy, have you got excuse me, have you got enough depth to, in case somebody goes down or something isn't working right, have you got enough depth to kind of step in and move on?
Yes, thankfully. Last year, we didn't have that. At the end of the year last year, we had to cancel the last few JV games because we didn't even have enough girls. But this year, we're carrying 18 total, so we have 8 on JV and 10 on varsity right now. And there are some others that could step in that varsity position if needed. Hopefully we don't have that, Ken, so we're not going to need it. But if that happens, then yes, we do have some depth this year.
Now, we were all talking here before before we came on, is that, the conference will get you ready for postseason because it's a very good conference.
Absolutely.
But what kind of teams are you going to see in the sectional that you may not see during the regular season?
Thankfully, we get to see most of our sectional teams at one point or another. A couple of them come to our Hornet invite that we have in September. I think the only one that we don't see is Lewis Cass. Otherwise, we will see them either in a tournament somewhere. We may not play them, but we'll at least see them play another team. So that helps. That always being able to see those teams helps prepare you for what they may have later on.
Lewis Cass came up in a conversation I was having with Angie Schilling and Prairie, because nobody seems to know much about them right now.
No, we don't. They're new into the sectional, and so we were even trying to figure out how we could add them to our schedule long-term, because that's huge, to never be able to see a team and then maybe draw them in sectional. Mm-hmm. That's something that we want to be prepared for.
Any kind of new rules that are going to be out there for people to look for that's a little different than this year from what's been in the past, or it's pretty much still the same?
It's pretty much still the same. They have changed a few details on rules, things like that, but it's nothing that is going to make a huge influence out on the floor that people may notice and that sort of thing.
Okay. This is kind of a family affair, isn't it, for you guys? Because of all the people, their parents, both. They're helping out with the program. So talk a little bit about that. How does it feel to kind of be, one big, sometimes I won't say one big happy family, but you understand what I'm trying to say. How does it feel to do that? Have everybody around you that's, it's kind of involved in a program like that.
I think it's something that's really kind of cool and unique. I don't know that happens at a whole lot of other schools. So to be able to have it like that, it's pretty cool. But I think that it just helps, again, with the chemistry. It helps to everybody is there for each other, and it's all one goal, one mindset, what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then just all the coaches are different in their coaching styles, and it's just nice to have different perspectives from each coach and just learn from different people.
Now, is there any, after on the way home, any one-on-one conversations?
Yeah.
I thought that might be the case, so... So what when you're having the one-on-one conversations, how different are those than what you do during game action?
It depends on the game.
Yeah.
If it's a good game, then we just kind of debrief about how it went. What we did well, what we did. Kind of like that. If it wasn't as great of a game, sometimes it's a little bit more quiet. It just depends on the game.
Okay.
And I think that then you can nitpick more of what happened in the game afterwards on the way home and see what you can work on.
Okay. When you look at the strengths and the weaknesses of this group, Kathy, where do you define those at?
So definitely a weakness is going to be our experience or lack thereof. But a strength is going to be that we are quick. We've been able to start running a quicker offense. And we don't let the balls drop this year. That's something that's definitely been changing over the last few years that, even last year, if there was a ball that was kind of far away, we just gave up on it. We didn't even try. But this team is very scrappy. They're not letting things drop, and the ball is never dead. So being able to be quick and athletic and then that agility to keep that ball playing, keep it going, those are our strengths this year.
Dustin and Taryn, you feel the same way about that? Is that going to be how you kind of look at this group this year?
Yeah, I agree. I think that we're definitely much more scrappy than we have been in the past, and I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the culture change that we have in mind. So
has the culture change been something you really wanted to see happen, I take it, more so than...
Yes, yep, definitely over the last few years. It's been a slow implementation, and we knew that you can't just come in one year and be like, here's how we're going to change it. And it's got to be over the years that you've got to have buy-in for this. You've got to be able to see this. And so these girls have seen it now for the last 3-4 years. And so being able now to get those younger ones who saw it when they first started back in junior high, now into high school, that's when this change is really starting to take that in, getting that buy-in from everybody, our leaders, our seniors, and then all the way down to trickle through.
So the success you guys are hoping for is game by game and then postseason and also conference.
Absolutely.
And then to see what happens from there.
Oh, yeah.
anything that would really be great other than obviously winning a conference and a sectional, a regional?
Yeah. Well, these girls have done their bucket list of teams that they have never beaten before. And so those would be huge games for these girls to be able to pull off and, you know, it, at the very least, be very competitive. Make that other team earn a win versus just kind of giving it up because we weren't ready or we weren't prepared.
Mm-hmm. Other than Carroll, what's any other teams on the list real quick?
Frankfurt. Ah. As a high school, we've never won against them. So Frankfurt, Carroll, Clinton Prairie, yeah. Pretty big rival, never won against them.
You're going to be able maybe to check a couple of those off pretty quick if everything yeah. you can, learn, yeah. you can get started
goal.
The right
That's
way.
The goal, yeah.
And hopefully they're not listening right now.
If they are, they yeah. are. Anything else you guys want to add before I let you go?
No. That's it.
Guys, thanks much. Best of luck to you guys during the season, and we'll probably try and get you back on as the season goes on, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank
All
you. Right.
That's been Kathy Martin, the head coach over at Rossville, along with Taryn Wainscott and Dawson. Forgot what your last name is.
Freeman.
I'm sorry. I forgot what your last name was.
Okay.
The guys, thanks much. Best of luck to you guys during the season, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for the show today. Thanks to our sponsors, our State Farm Insurance agents, Tony Theofanis and Susan Casper. Join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.